And we'll land the plane on that. I mean, that's what I've really figured out.
Good. I'm glad you got there, Andy. I'm glad you
Yeah,
got
but
there.
it's been a process too. I mean, I never thought
Sure.
he's dumb. Never. And I always thought there's something going on. I mean, that we just don't know, of course. But it just the war threw me for a loop, but
Course.
now it all makes
Some
it's
sense.
more than sense. It's
Right.
like you see it happening, actually happening.
Look, it was a big psyop. It was
Yeah.
a big emotionally charged psyop.
Right.
Israel's behavior over Gaza. I don't blame anybody for
Yeah, I
being
don't
angry
blame you.
with blame anybody over that. I look, dude, I know it was hard. I mean, I didn't want to sit there and have to sit in the middle and remind everybody that this is international relations. They're not the villain. They're not the victim. No one's the hero. I didn't want to do that. You know how much easier it would have been? You know how many more, how much more money we would have made had I not done that? Right? In the short term. But in the long run, what would have just everybody been like, yeah. And then, you know, you would have just watched all the money flow in. And because if you don't think that that's not the case, then how do you think, you know, all these people have been because they were getting schmoozed. Right. And I'll give you a perfect example. I was I blew off RT International this afternoon to make sure that I kept this call, by the way.
God bless you.
Now, and don't get me wrong, I love the folks over at RT International. They know what they're gonna get from me. But I'm like, no, I don't have time today. This is not this this did I as much as yeah, this I, and that was a bigger thing, right? But I'm like, no. You know, this is not, this is more important. And look, the truth is all that matters. And we should always be striving for the truth, no matter what. Even
That's
if
the
that truth
thing.
is,
The
even if
truth
that,
matters.
even if that truth is inconvenient, even if you don't like it, like at the end of the day, Andy, I'm going to say this to you now for the first time publicly, something I've been thinking for the last 3 weeks. And again, this is a big if, but I'm going to leave you with this one. I'm going to ask the question, and then I'm going to leave it hanging. But how did Iran get all of that nuclear material? They did not mine it out of their low grade domestic sources.
Think about that.
It's been going around in the It's been going around for a while now. It's been percolating up through the surface that the big thing that everybody is trying to protect is that they probably got their uranium from in some way and or the money for it because a nuclear weapons program is expensive. Okay. Probably got it from a mixture of City London, their boy Obama, Hillary Clinton and others. And that's why Trump wants the nuclear pile, because the nuclear pile will tell you where the ore came from. Because the relative abundance of the various isotopes will tell you, can fingerprint the geography of the original yellowcake source. That's why he doesn't want to downblend it. That's why he doesn't want to. It's not that he doesn't trust the Russians to downblend it or the Chinese to downblend it. He needs to prove that this was done. And if this is the case, I need everybody to really step back and ask the simple question. And I did this for my boys the other night. And I said, oh, by the way, boys, if that is true, guess who the hero of the story is? Going back 25 years, 20 years.
Putin,
No one less than Benjamin Netanyahu,
then you are
who's been trying to tell us for 20 years what the fucking story was.
Oh gosh, how
Do
is
I
that for
want to believe
irony?
that? Do I want to? Do you know how hard I'm sitting here for 2 weeks. I mean, I was talking to my guy.
That's a
I was talking to a couple
great
of my boys the other
point.
night, and I'm like, we were bashing shit back and forth about what was going on. And I said, oh,
Oh,
by the way, guys,
God.
I'm sitting here going, because if you reframe everything, you realize maybe, just maybe, the entire time,
He was telling
my
the
partner in
truth.
crime, Dexter White, was right, and that Netanyahu is nothing more than an Israeli patriot. And he
Oh
was betrayed on
boy.
10/7 by the City of London.
Yeah.
And hundreds of Israelis got killed and captured. And everything else since then has been nothing but the worst kind of psyop. They knew
It works
exactly
really
what
well, Tom.
they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what they were doing when they set America off on the GWAT after 9/11. And we think and think about all of the people's lives that have just that were ruined over that. Now, I'm again, me, I don't even want to believe that
Tom,
story.
it makes sense though, with all the crap that's been happening for
But
the
again,
last 6 to 8 months. I mean, it makes sense, right?
I mean, I just I don't want to, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, and then you got to stand there and look at yourself in the mirror and go, is that what's been going on? Because
yeah.
Andy,
Oh,
I've been
man.
willing, to reassess every bit of data
You got to divorce your ego, man. You got to divorce your ego and look at the entire
and
spectrum
all the variables. But I can tell
and
you,
all the.
there are two constants that have been on the table since the beginning of this for me. You ready? One, Donald Trump doesn't work for the bad guys.
Okay.
And two, neither does Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Everything else has been a variable.
Right. Okay.
But
I'll
one
take
of my
that.
constants used to be that Netanyahu was a bad guy.
Right. That was my assumption for the last several years.
Everybody's assumption, and I'm not even saying that Netanyahu's not a sinister son of a bitch, and that
Right,
he's not
right.
a tough, he's not a tough as nails. But you know, when you step back and you just assess the man without any histrionics, without any emotion, with everything, you know,
Yeah.
I mean, again, and look, for a long time, Netanyahu may have been the villain, because how else is Israel going to survive in this
Right.
scenario? What if Netanyahu was nothing more than the mullahs in Iran?
Yeah.
Having to play the part of the bad guy in order to allow this retarded situation to
Yeah.
blackmail the world.
Yeah,
I'm not,
yeah.
I don't hold no animosity against the quote unquote mullahs in Iran, the clerics. I hold no animosity against them until I know more.
Right.
From what I know now, same way with Maduro. Maduro may have been a bad guy. He may have came to power as a bad guy. But he also may have, over time, become more and more and more and more trapped by
Yeah,
the
and they played his
situation
cards.
around him,
Yep,
and then
yep.
they used him as the focal point for everybody's anger. As I
You
would
have
say
to look at it as
before,
a game. It's a game. It's not,
he's just Emmanuel Goldsteinino over in Venezuela. We got Emmanuel Goldsteininajad over in Tehran, and you know we've got Emmanuel Goldstein in Israel. And everybody, and it's all just the same thing over and over and over again. And it's the same playbook from the same freaking people. And we can go back, I mean, and better historians than I, they could probably, you know, put together shit like the Crimean War and Napoleon and World War I and World War II. I'm not a particularly good historian. I get told that like every other Thursday. So that's fine. And I'm happy to be told that, because I'm not a historian. I'm just a guy doing the very best I can with the data that I've got. And, you know, we have to be humble, and we also have to be willing to go, fuck, now what?
Yeah,
Now I can tell you
that's
right
exactly
now,
it.
the comments under this video are going to be, see, Tom finally added himself as the big friggin' Zionist. I'm like,
Right.
dude, but I'm
Well, I
like,
don't think that.
I know you don't think that. What I'm telling you is that what I just laid out was a complete anti-Zionist outcome for all of the Middle East.
Right. Okay, so this is reminds me of trading, because I used to be a at one time a bigger trader than I am. You have to look at the entire spec. You have to divorce your ego, and you have to look at the entire spectrum, and you
Of
have to
behavior.
revisit it, revisit it, revisit
And
it.
you've got to take you, you can't you have to assume that there are people in the market that are not you. They have different priorities than you. They have different interpretations of data
It's
than you do.
Dune.
They have different everything. Like, You have the Momo monkeys watching the 15-minute charts. You've got the pension funds watching the quarterly charts. You've got everybody in between. You've got, you know, and then you've got the intelligence services and this one graphing. You've got all this shit going on. And like at the end of the day, you know, arrogantly standing there saying, my thesis is the correct one about the markets, and you become the same guy who's been tilting at clouds, old man yells at Bitcoin for 20 years. You're Peter Schiff. Your old man screams at Bitcoin. Old man screams at gold, whatever the hell it is. I look up and go, huh, it's going to rain.
Right. Tom, we're going to end on that.